Shall we begin with Satipatthana right now? Or talk about realities which will lead to the understanding and conditions for Satipatthana to arise? Can Satipatthana understand seeing? Can it?
Satipatthana?
Can it understand feeling?
Yes.
Sanya? Anything. But it needs the theoretical understanding or intellectual understanding to be conditions for its arising. So what is practice?
When understanding develops, when sati is there, or when sati
right now
arises with citta, understanding has to develop.
Right now?
Right now.
Can there be practice?
Yes.
What practices?
To see the Dhamma as it is at the moment, at this moment.
With understanding?
With understanding.
Of what?
Of what? Of anatta, of the anattaness, of the impermanent. Well, this is too high, I guess. We are beginners. Not yet.
Does see now arise and fall away?
Yes.
See, what level of understanding is at this level? Is it Satipatthana?
Thinking, right thinking, not
never
Satipatthana.
Be Satipatthana. Just learn to understand that even seeing right now, which seems like it doesn't fall away at all, but actually it arises and falls away. Before can be the idea of anything which is seen. And Satipatthana begins to understand. It doesn't mean that one has to practice or sit or do anything at all. It's the beginning of understanding that even seeing right now is not permanent. Otherwise, how can Sati understand it as that which sees and the other moment that which hears and the other moment that which thinks? See, they are different moments, but right understanding from the very beginning, from hearing, begins just to know that life is like that, everything is like that, it's conditioned to arise and pass away, fall away. But it's not the precise or exact or direct understanding of moment when it arises and falls away. So it's only just intellectual understanding, not Satipatthana at all. And at moment, while one is thinking about it, is it Satipatthana? Just thinking now. Seeing, it's not hearing. It's not awareness, direct awareness of a reality at a time. It's only the idea, things, not permanent, not self. And that's why right understanding is anything which grows up little by little. If there is no understanding from the very beginning, how can it grow? Who can make it grow? Who can sit and have it grow? See? Impossible. That's why what people forget is the understanding of reality or the developing of understanding from hearing and considering and not forgetting. Because even right now, someone might think about other things instead of what is heard right now. So this is the difference between hearing and thinking. That's why now we shouldn't talk about Satipatthana from in the beginning, no matter in Thailand or wherever, because the most important thing is understanding whatever appears. With the understanding of anatta-ness, no one, no self can do anything at all. But there can be hearing and considering what is heard, whether it's true or not. If it's right, if it's through words, then panya can develop until the truth appear as it is.
Kunsuchin, you asked about practice, and Bojack was saying yesterday evening at supper that when he reported back to his girlfriend about the meeting in the morning, they were both very shocked that we as Buddhists just lead a very natural kind of life and just eat and walk and talk and don't need to meditate, and they can't believe this. So, would you like to?
So, what is a Buddhist?
A human.
Just human? Or? So, what's a Buddhist? What is a Buddhist? Pardon?
Buddhist is a being who believes in a Buddha teaching.
Just believe?
Who believe and practice.
Why believe?
Why?
Why does one believe?
Because he develops anya to the proper level.
If one does haven't heard of, if one hasn't heard about the teachings at all, can that one believe in the teaching? Pardon?
No.
No. Okay. So they must be listening to what?
To the teachings.
About?
About what Buddha taught.
What Buddha taught. Because you see that in order to really know who's Buddha, can anyone know without studying carefully?
No, you have to study.
Carefully.
Carefully.
Thoroughly.
Thoroughly.
From? The very beginning, and when and what is the beginning of the teaching. If it's not all about now, can that be the teaching of the Buddha?
No.
So, the Buddhist is the person who understands the teachings about whatever appears now. So you ask any Buddhist whether he or she understands reality right now as it is, because that's the teachings of the Buddha.
How do we know that we understand?
Understand what? There must be a reality right now, like seeing. Is there seeing right now?
Yeah.
Can anyone tell the truth of it?
Yes, I think so.
Who?
Ajahn.
I'm not Buddha at all. But the teachings is carried on until now. It is not just for reading, but for studying carefully. Each word like Dhamma because many Thai or Buddhists do not understand what is Dhamma. But in the absolute sense, anything which is real right now is real. So in Pali term, the word Dhamma means whatever is real at this very moment, which can be studied, can be understood. And Buddha knew or enlightened all kinds of Dhamma. That's why he taught about everything that anyone can read and understand. So, who is Buddhist? Not all the Thai. Not all those who just read and think that Satipatthana is practicing or meditating, so there must be meditation center for meditating. That is not the teachings of the Buddha, because the teachings have three levels: theoretical or intellectual understanding, which is in Pali is pariyatti, skill in reading, understanding what the Buddha taught. Never let go anything without understanding, like Dhamma and Tattu and seeing and everything that one heard. So whatever teachings which condition right understanding of whatever appears now, better and better, deeper and deeper, until it can be moment of realization, the truth of it. That is Buddhist.
And we have a follow-up question to Wojtek about natural practice. And yesterday, Jagrit and I, we sent a message to our discussion group about the giving a summary of the discussions. And one friend, Phil, who you met from Japan, this is his reply when we met, said unnatural leads to more unnatural. And this is the reply from Phil from Japan.
He wrote, I wonder about the word natural. 5,000 miles to listen to teachers is more or less natural than sitting on the cushion watching drama arise and fall away.
So, he has no doubt about natural?
He questions whether it is natural to fly 5,000 miles to Poland to discuss about Dhamma. He says, is this any more natural than sitting on a cushion at home?
This is only what you call incident or situation. But what has happened now is conditioned. Can you change the idea, the thinking, or whatever happened? Now we are sitting naturally. We don't have to change because we fly from Bangkok. So we have to sit naturally.
Right.
See?
Nothing changed.
Mm-hmm. That is the meaning of natural. You know the Pali term Dhammata. Dhammata in Pali. Dhamma and Ta. The combination of Dhamma and Ta. The Thai use this word in daily life, Tamada. Very natural. The way it is, Tamada. It means that the way Dhamma is. It does mean that one sit and one doesn't do anything, and that is tamada. That is not tamada. Right?
I think
from following Phil's posts on the DSG, what he may be referring to here is the intention involved. People think the intention involved in flying however many miles you do to Poland, in this case, to, I think he questions whether people are doing it with a view to, if I fly to Poland and listen to the Dhamma for a week, I will have more understanding.
Yes.
Is that where he's coming from? Yes. But he would argue that that is okay. Doing something intentional to practice.
If it's not Poland, somewhere. See, right. It can bring more understanding when it's Dhamma talk. So no difference between Poland or Thailand or anywhere. When there's Dhamma discussion, it will bring more understanding. But to whom? Because many people are not in Thailand that we have discussion every week. So that's why we came. Mm. Naturally.
By conditions.
By conditions. Yeah.
What was about unnatural?
Please continue.
Please
what
continue.
Do you say?
What is?
You think that the functioning of Dhamma, which is real, point, if our study can never be more or less natural, can it? I think the point is what Dhamma are at work, not the conventional situation of listening to Ajahn and asking questions versus meditating. Dhammas always arise naturally due to condition, don't they? I think the point is what Dhamma arise, not whether they arise naturally or not, unless we take unnaturally as shorthand for the grief and ignorance of meditator who is inevitably forcing things to get fast result.
What did he think?
I think that this is generally a very difficult point for a lot of people because we often say that if they plan to go on a meditation retreat or sit on a cushion, it's not natural practice, it's not the understanding of dharmas arising by conditions anywhere, anytime, as anatta, because there is the idea of somehow making sati or understanding arise at a particular time or place. And then they often respond like Phil suggests and says and say, well, maybe it's not natural to go to another place like we do for discussions, and when the aim is to have more understanding, so they just find this very difficult.
So what's the difference between the two situations?
Does he think that by going to meditation he can understand better?
He's not necessarily saying that, but he's just saying in understanding what is meant by natural, it's difficult to appreciate why this is natural and that is not natural.
For monks, what is natural?
I think that it is natural that some Polish people cannot go to Thailand to meet you to discuss Dhamma, so Dhamma comes to Poland. And this is natural. Mm-hmm. You think so?
And what my question about? Okay. Just a moment ago, what's my question? You remember? What is my question?
Your question before that was?
My question.
Oh.
Just.
What is natural for a monk? So what is natural for a monk is to live in a quiet temple and spend time alone and reflecting on the teachings. So this is very natural.
And what's natural for lay people?
for lay people, it's natural to be busy with one's household tasks and work and family and finding food, this kind of thing. Traveling to Poland.
Anything.
Anything.
By conditions.
Always, you know, this is the point of view, what is natural for somebody. For me, it's natural, for instance, to have a coffee in the morning. For others, not. So this is the point of view of this gentleman. So this is not natural to fly to Poland. I think it's natural.
To all, not just to one person. What happens is conditioned, naturally. Yes. It is the Patatupanisya Pajya.
Dhammada is only what is natural. Dhammada is not
the way it is. The way Dhamma is.
So what is the unnatural? It's the opposite of the natural.
Would you like to go to meditation center right now?
No.
Because now it's natural.
If I go, so that is unnatural.
Is it your natural life?
No, natural life.
Is there any motive, wish, wanting?
Wish.
For the result?
For the result.
I think the different, what it comes down to is understanding the conditioned realities, accepting being detached from what is conditioned at this moment. So actually, if one is on a inner temple or on a meditation retreat, because in actual realities, what is conditioned there, just like now, seeing, hearing, thinking, so is there understanding and detachment from what is conditioned, or is it just attachment to having some other reality arise? Otherwise, these are just all sorts of being in Poland or a retreat. But it comes down to, at this moment, what is natural is what has been conditioned at this moment, seeing visible object, thinking, attachment to pleasant feeling. So is there the development of understanding now, or is it just thinking one should be in another place, focusing on another object?
Could you say trying to create conditions for particular results?
Trying to have some other realities
yes.
arise
yes.
and thinking that one can, the idea that self can somehow make something else arise.
Does it mean that the person who would like to go to meditation center think that it's impossible to understand reality right now?
Yes, a lack of confidence in understanding what is conditioned at this moment, whether in the busy city or in the village, thinking that these dharmas that are arising now are not suitable to be understood.
Otherwise, why going away from understanding whatever appears now? Because the future hasn't come yet. How can you know what object would be at the meditation center? But it's like now, seeing is seeing no matter where. Hearing is hearing no matter where. Another is hearing, while hearing at the meditation hasn't happened yet, because one is here and hearing is here. So hearing here is exactly the same as hearing anywhere. If there is the understanding of hearing right now, understanding hearing there or wherever must be the same. So is it right understanding about developing understanding or selecting place for development of understanding? Something which is not now, which hasn't happened yet. No more opportunity, because death can come any time before one can go to meditation center.
What do you think, Wojtek?
I had
I had a discussion or a short talk with Łukasz and Alberto last night, and it turned out that they were at meditation centers on the retreats, and I haven't. So I think they are more, they have more to say about the retreats than I do in the end.
And what leads one to there?
Conditioned dhammas, like
or which
tendency
is
also.
Attachment.
Yeah.
As long as one cannot understand where and when is attachment, attachment will never be eradicated.
And I've got one question about the Four Noble Truths, because the Buddha actually exposed the Four Noble Truths. Like, he said this is the way leading to eradication of the Four Noble Truths, and this is important. And the first Noble Truth is the understand the dukkha, and the what is dukkha? There is said it's five khandas, panch, samkhitana, panchopadana khanda. In brief, I think. So I think this is important, like to consider, like not like like five khandas in life. So because you told there is Vedana khanda, and that has its second, and the Sanya is the third, and then is Sankara khanda. So it's like for there is Vedana because we put so much importance to the feeling, and then Sanya that remembers, and then the Vitaka or whatever, like Sankara khanda. So why the Rupa is first khanda?
From morning up to now, what's important for you?
What is unimportant?
Must be seeing. There is attachment to it. Hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. Visible objects, sound, so forth, rupas. So one clings very much to rupa. What one would like to have in a day is rupa.
But what's the function on rupa, like in hearing a dhamma? Because hearing dhamma is kusala vipaka. Mm-hmm. So it's because we think, oh, we go to meditation center, we read dhamma, we come to Ajahn and listen, but it's kusala vipaka. It's nothing more, it's kusala vipaka. So there is kusala vipaka, like we listen to the dhamma because there is opportunity to hear. But what's the function of rupa when we have opportunity to hear the dhamma? That's the question.
What did you say?
I said sound. You couldn't hear the Dhamma without sound.
So there's the hearing of sound, like now there's the hearing of sound, but sounds are not all the same because of the kinds of sounds and the our accumulated tendencies. We all think about sounds in different ways. So for those who have appreciate the Buddha's teachings, when we hear what Ajahn is saying, there are conditions to think wisely about those sounds, so they can be thinking wisely or unwisely. Yoniso I yoniso manasikara, and attending to what is heard as a condition for understanding to develop. So the sound is just sound, the hearing of the sound is vipaka citta. Even if a cat or a dog is in the room, there is hearing of sounds, but it depends on the accumulated punya and other mental factors as to in what way there will be, what kind of thinking will follow. Because sanya is marking the object at each moment, and vitaka is leading this way or that way. Does that answer?
Yeah, it's okay. But Ajahn, because one more question, because I've got a lot of doubts about the path. Usually, like, I don't know what is this, how to have more kusala or less ignorance, you know, like the development. But there is a lot of doubt usually, or ignorance or wrong understanding, like all the time. And what I wanted to ask, because you tell like today morning and before, like datus, Dhatus, elements, not self, and a right understanding now. So I've always had like a doubt, and I just ask a simple question. Is it the path to have a right understanding of realities, like five khandhas? Does it lead somewhere?